Right, now, Father Christmas has paid us a recent visit to Radio 1. Now, when you listen to this and you get a bit worried about Father Christmas, don't worry. It'll all be fine on Christmas Eve. All the presents will be delivered, and he is still completely in control of all his faculties. Although, on this call, he does seem more interested in the girl's mum than actually getting the presents for the little girl. Right. Now, we're going to speak to Zara, right? Zara is 5 years old. Now, she keeps pinching her sister, her little sister, all the time, which is not good. Never listens to her mum. When mummy tries to tell her off, she growls at her like a dog. And they're moving house quite soon, and Zara's got, like, a brand new pink room, which she drew all over her last wallpaper in the old house, so she better not do that in the new house, right?
Yeah.
And we're trying to get Zara to be a good girl for mummy, especially the mummy, because mummy has laryngitis, so she's not very well. Now, Zara would like a baby Annabelle, which I think is the doll that wheezes itself, and also a pram, okay? So, you know, Santa has two lists.
Mm-hmm.
One for the good kids, one for the bad kids. At the moment, Zara's on the bad list. Let's see if Santa can change that.
Hello?
Hi, is that Zara's mum? You're not sounding very well.
I'm not, no. I'm a bit poorly.
What's the matter?
I've got laryngitis.
I was going to say maybe me and you could meet up under the mistletoe, but that's not going to be very good, is it?
Well,
just very catching,
thing,
isn't it?
No, I'm sure you'd end up catching my bug.
Yes, but maybe we could meet up in the new year.
Maybe when I'm better, that'd be good.
That would be good, yes, but don't tell Mrs. Claus I made such innuendos, otherwise she'd have me out of the house and into the frying pan.
Oh, of course not Mr. Claus, no.
Is Zara, is she around?
She is, yes, she's out of school, get her, just wait a minute, Mrs. Claus.
Hello?
Hello, Zara, this is Father Christmas speaking to you.
Hello.
Have you been a good girl?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what I'm going to say, though, is you must stop pinching your sister. Apparently it hurts when you pinch your sister, so will you promise to stop?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't, Santa Claus can see everything you do, and you won't be on his wish list of things to drop in your chimney on Christmas Eve. And tell me about your mum. Is she a good mummy?
Yeah.
Is she very pretty?
Yeah.
She like men with white beards and go yo-ho-ho.
Yeah.
She does. Okay. So what have you asked Father Christmas for in your letter to Father Christmas?
A baby and a doll.
Oh, that's the doll that wees herself.
Yeah.
Does she poo herself too?
I want the one that... Wee, not cry.
Okay, just let me go and check with my elves to see if they've got them goodies, okay? Let me just go and check. Do you know what, elves? We've hardly got anything left. I've rooted through the cupboards. We've got a piece of string and a conker. Do you think anybody would want that? Do you know what, elves? I tell you what. That girl's mum sounded hot. Whoa, Rudolph, just get off my leg and stop mincing. Sorry about that.
Continue song.
Sorry?
Continue a song.
Yes, you can sing me a song.
Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a bright light shining in the world tonight. All your fears will vanish in the morning light.
Zara, that was lovely. Do you know how well that was? That's gone down so well. All my elves are crying. Do you hear them crying?
Yeah.
Say happy Christmas to Mummy and hope she gets better. That's from Santa. And tell her that Santa Claus will ring her in the new year to make sure she's better.
What's her number?
Yes, I've got her number because I think she's quite hot.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
So many people worried about Father Christmas. He's perfectly fine. He'll get the job done. He always does. You know what I mean? He pulls it out of the bag, doesn't he? Now, if you're a child and you're thinking that Santa might be lying in a gutter on Christmas Eve instead of delivering presents to you, don't worry. He has elves which take care of things. Yeah. It's all fine.
And reindeer and stuff.
Now, we have spoken to Zara's mum since we made the call with Father Christmas. She can hardly talk now. She was going to come on air, but she can't talk because she's got laryngitis. Love her. But since Father Christmas called, Zara has been absolutely good as gold, you see?
No pinching.
It's a public note, no pinching, no drawing over the wallpaper. And all you lot saying this is a very wrong feature, you know, one call from Santa...
At this time of
and
year...
And they behave.
That, this time of year, it's the only way to get them to behave, is to kind of threaten them with no present.
Some people are saying that he's a perv, because he was blatantly trying to chat up Zara's mum.
Yeah.
Maybe that was
a bit wrong.
Maybe that was wrong.